Hey, first person we're going to do, let's talk about a Kathy Byrd, K-A-T-H-Y-B-Y-R-D, 8453-120-26. This 72-year-old woman from Houston used to work for Harris County HISD, was evaluated today for her labile hypertension, period, knee paragraph. Period. The patient has a history of COPD. She requires oxygen on a PRN basis. Because of her COPD, she's quite weak. She has issues with bowel and bladder incontinence, orthopnea, and PND, period. Her blood pressure is the main reason for the visit and evaluation. Her blood pressure goes up and down at no particular reason. Blood pressure was at 130 over 80, but previously it was at 160 over 110 because her lisinopril was held. When the lisinopril is held, the blood pressure goes up much higher, period, knee paragraph. The 40 milligram lisinopril usually does a good job taking care of her blood pressure, but at times it drops for no particular reason, period. Knee paragraph, last hospitalization was because of pneumonia, exacerbation of COPD. In November of 2024, she also has a history of medical problems, diabetic, diabetic gastroparesis, hypertension, and asthma, eye surgery, hysterectomy, surgeries, hysterectomy, eye surgery, allergy, none, medication. She was on Vicodin 10-325, but she's out of it currently because she can't go to the doctor slash pain management to get her medication. It's very taxing for her to leave the house because of her COPD, her weakness, her tiredness, and issues with her blood pressure. She takes Flexeril 10 milligrams 2 times a day, Farxiga 10 milligrams a day, albuterol inhaler 2 puffs 4 times a day at least, and lisinopril 40 milligrams, which she goes from between 40 and 20 milligrams to control her blood pressure. Immunization, up-to-date social, continues to smoke, doesn't drink, family history, coronary artery disease, both mom and dad, lung cancer and father, review of system, positive shortness of breath, positive weakness when the blood pressure drops, positive weight loss, decreased appetite, anxiety related to her COPD, low back pain, leg pain, symptoms of neuropathy, weight loss of significance. She had dropped from 163 to 119, but she's gained a couple of pounds. She weighs 121 pounds at this time. Blood pressure, vital signs. Physical exam, blood pressure is stable between 130 to 135 over 80 and 89. O2-SAT is at 96%, pulse is 100. Heart, positive swim, positive two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema, clinical cyanosis, assessment, hypertension, labile, number 2, anxiety, number 3, COPD severe, number 4, right-sided heart failure, number 5, under extremity, put down 1 plus pedal edema. Number 6, I believe the anxiety contributes to her heart failure. I'm sorry, it contributes to her blood pressure. I think the safest blood pressure medication, the safest amount of medication would be lisinopril 40 milligrams because with the lower dose, blood pressure goes sometimes over 110 diastolic, which is that dangerous for her having a stroke. Next one is weight loss. Next number is COPD. Next one is must quit smoking. Next one is blood sugars are stable now. On Farxiga, especially with the weight loss, overall prognosis is poor. It's unless patient makes a difference in her lifestyle. It's very taxing for her to leave the house and become more difficult with her shortness of breath, anxiety, blood pressure elevation, labile blood pressure, and air hunger symptoms. I would recommend having nurses to see her on a regular basis to check her blood pressure, to monitor her medication, teach her about her medication, and talk to her some more regarding smoking cessation as I did today, period. Patient may benefit from Ensure or some kind of supplementation for her weight loss, period. Her blood sugars are stable. And patient was to have blood work done a few months ago, but she did not make it to the doctor's office to do so. Next, number A1C, that if we're to check her diabetes would be important as well during the next blood work instead of a TSH, a free T3, and a free T4. Thank you.